your focus.
Wall Street Journal Moscow correspondent Alan Cullison has known the Tsarnaev family since 2003, years before the two brothers, Jokhar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev, allegedly set off two bombs at the Boston Marathon that killed three people and injured more than 260. He says it was also before Tamerlan embraced radical Muslim views.
They were people with very, I would say, outsized and ambitious goals for their life in America. All the children wanted to go to Harvard. Everyone wanted to make a lot of money and get a great big house and have fancy cars.
The older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who died in a gun battle with police, is described as a boxer who was involved in drugs and alcohol before turning to radical Islam. Jokhar Tsarnaev was allegedly a drug dealer and is now in a Massachusetts jail and faces life imprisonment or the death penalty if convicted on terrorism and other charges. Cullison recently talked to the parents Zubadat and Ansor Tsarnaev, who admit the family did not adjust well in America.
There are moments of candor when they talk about what life was like in America and their regrets about it and the problems that they had as a family. I think there's quite a bit of candor.
But he says they maintain that their sons are innocent despite seemingly overwhelming evidence to the contrary.
They say that it's all contrived. They repeat a lot of things that you can see in conspiracy theory websites in the United States, you know, that it was all contrived, that there were actors involved, that it was set up, and that, you know, the people weren't really injured.
Cullison says the parents were not forthcoming about who Tamerlan Tsarnaev met with during his trip to Dagestan last year and if he made contact with any militant groups there. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.